Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kaura More. Tama Bina Kedayalu Jagata Sansare. Tama Bina Kedayalu Jagata Sansare. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara. Mausama Patita Prabhu Napae Beara. Ha ha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Kripa Bala Kana Kara Ami Bada Dukhi. Daya Kara Sita Pati Advaita Gosai. Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Aha Swarupa Sanatana Rupa Raghunatham. Pata Juga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatham. Daya Kara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasam. Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sayam Vishnupad Paramahamsapari Rajakacharya Astatara Satishisha Midas Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Class Ki Jai. All glories assembled devotees, all glories assembled devotees, all glories assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Garanga. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So we're continuing our Chaitanya Charitamrita reading on Saturday, reading Madhya Lila chapter 23, Life's Ultimate Goal text. Today we're reading text 110 through 114. Yes. Ama gyanantimirandasya gyananjana salakaya chaksurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupakaramayam tadati svaparantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale srimati bhakti vedanta swaminiti namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschat Chadishacharane Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, text 110. Yo narishati nadveshti. Na shorchati na kankshati. Shubha shubha parityagi. Bhakti manya samepriya. One who is free from all material jubilation, hatred, lamentation, and desire, who renounces both materially auspicious and materially inauspicious things, and who is devoted to me, is very dear to me. Text 111 and 112. Sama Shatro Chamitrecha. Tata mana pamanayo. Shitoshna sukadukeshu. Samasanga vivarjita. Tulyaninda stutir mauni. Santushto jena kenachit. Aniketa stiramatir. Bhakti man me priyonara. One who is equal to friends and enemies, who is equiposed in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from attachment to material things, and always grave and satisfied in all circumstances, who does not care for any residence, who is always fixed in devotional service, such a person is very dear to me. Text 13. Ye tu dharmam ritam idam. Yatoktam paryupasate. Shradadana mat parama. Bhaktaste divame priya. Devotees who follow these imperishable religious principles of Krishna consciousness with great faith and devotion, fully accepting me as the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. So these are some verses from Bhagavad Gita. I don't think it was introduced before. These are from verses from the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Now we're going to a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Chirani kim patina shanti di shanti biksham. Chirani kim patina shanti di shanti biksham. Naivangripa parabrita sarato pyashushan. Naivangripa parabrita sarato pyashushan. Ruda guha kimajito batino pasanan. Ruda guha kim ajito vatimno pasanan. Kasmad bhajanti kavayo dana durmadandan. Kasmad bhajanti kavayo dana durmadandan. Chirani kim patina santi dishanti biksham. Naivangripa parabrita svarito pisushan. Ruda guha kim ajito batino pasanan. Kasmad bhajanti kavayo dhanadur madandan. Are you please chant? A chant? Chirani kim patina santi di shanti biksham. Daivangri pa sarato sushan. Ruda goha kim ajito patino pasanan. Kasmad bhajanti kavayo madadur madandan. Somebody else chant. Chirani kim patina santi di shanti bhikshan. Chirani kim patina santi di shanti bhiksham. Naivangri pa bharaprita sarato pyashushan. Ruda guha kim ajito batino pasanan. Kasmad bhajanti kavayo madadur. Anybody else? Chirani. Torn old clothes. Kim. Weather. Pati. On the path. Na. Not. Santi. Are. Dishanti. Give. Biksham, alms. Na, not. Eva, certainly. Angripa, the trees. Actually, it's angri. Angri is legs, feet, and pa means drink. Trees are described here, angripa, as those living entities that drink through their legs. I think we saw in Chaitanya Brihad Bhagavatamrita the other day also, it was called Padapa. They have through their feet. Either way. We are the Parabrata, maintainers of others. Sarita, rivers. Api, also. Ashushan, have dried up. Ruda, closed. Guha, caves. Kim, weather. Ajita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unconquerable. Abhuti, protects. Na, not. Upasanan, the surrendered. Kasmat, for what reason, therefore? Bhajanti, flatter. Kavaya, the devotees. Dhanadurmadanda, persons who are puffed up with material possessions. Translation. Are there no torn clothes lying on the common road? Do the trees, which exist for maintaining others, no longer give alms and charity? Do the rivers, being dried up, no longer supply water to the thirsty? Are the caves of the mountains now closed? Or, above all, does the unconquerable supreme personality of Godhead not protect the fully surrendered souls? Why then should learned persons like devotees go to flatter those who are intoxicated by hard-earned wealth? We can read that again. Are there no torn clothes lying on the... You can repeat after me. Are there no torn clothes lying on the common road? Do the trees, which exist for maintaining others, no longer give alms and charity? Do the rivers, being dried up, no longer supply water to the thirsty? Are the caves of the mountains now closed? Or, above all, does the unconquerable Supreme Personality of Godhead not protect the fully surrendered souls? Why then should learned persons, like devotees, go to flatter those who are intoxicated by hard-earned wealth? Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.2.5. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami advises Maharaj Parikshit that a devotee should be independent in all circumstances. The body can be maintained with no problem if one follows the instructions given in this verse. To maintain the body, we require shelter, food, water, and clothing, and all these necessities can be obtained without approaching puffed-up rich men. One can collect old garments that have been thrown out. One can eat fruits offered by the trees. One can drink water from the rivers, and one can live within the caves of mountains. By nature's arrangements, shelter, clothing, and food are supplied to the devotees, to the devotee who is completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee does not need a puffed-up materialistic person to maintain him. In other words, devotional service can be discharged in any condition. This is the version of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.6, Savaipam Samparo Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhokshaje Ahaitaki Apratiyata Yayatma Supersedati. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. This verse explains that devotional service cannot be checked by any material condition. So it's an interesting verse, purport there, coming on a particular day. I guess they have the celebrating some kind of national holiday for independence. So we have this, Srila Prabhupada says, this verse should be independent in all circumstances. Of course, the independence of, this was one of the first things that Srila Prabhupada brought up when he first met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They just simply offered his obeisances, and when he got up, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati told him, you're an intelligent young man, you should go and preach this message in the English language. And Srila Prabhupada said, well, we're a dependent nation. Who will listen to us? But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even though Srila Prabhupada was at that time amongst his friends, he was very respected as very intelligent, and of course that was from childhood. But he was defeated by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He accepted his defeat, that this is all temporary, this political situations independence, dependence, all these things. Later, Srila Prabhupada mentioned how after independence, India got independence from Great Britain, England, that they had to stand in line for 2 hours to get a bag of rice and pay 10 times more than what they used to pay. So what is the type of independence that they have in this material world? This is of course, in the material world, people are thinking that they're independent in different ways. It says, ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate, that the materialistic person, he's thinking, because of his false ego, he's thinking, I'm the doer of all my activities. I'm, what is that, the other verse in the 16th chapter, Ishwaroham aham bogi, siddoham balavan suki, that I'm perfect, powerful, and happy. I'm independent in this way. But independence here is described a different type of independence that devotees, they're actually become, this is a first line also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadiyasya yato vayat itaratas charites vyabhigyas swarat gives a nice description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which distinguishes him from the living entities. The actual independence is possessed only by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's called Swarat in this last word in this verse, in this line. Abhigya Swarat. He's fully cognizant and completely independent. And actually, this is the distinguishing feature, eko bohunam yo vididati kaman, that he is supplying the living entities our necessities. We are dependent on Krishna for our necessities of life. We are not independent in any way in that. I mean, even here, it's describing that here that the torn clothes lying on the side of the common road of the trees. Srila Prabhupada gave sometime message about the communist propaganda in India, that they, well, maybe not in India, I don't know, but somehow or other, they were going to the people and saying, you're praying, they went to the churches and they're saying they were praying to God for your daily bread. Did he supply you your daily bread? And there was some famine or something going on. He said, no, we didn't get anything. Said, so here, we brought you bread. We had brought truckloads of bread and they distributed it to the people, the hungry people. And they said, now see who is giving you your daily bread, your God or us. But this is, of course, foolishness on the part of people. Generally, people are foolish in the material world. Everyone is born in ignorance. Oma gyana timarandasya. So they didn't ask, well, where you got the bread from? You're not independent in growing your bread. So Krishna is only supplying all these necessities. Eko bohanam yo vididati kaman. The trees exist for others, no longer give alms and charity. We've had associates, we've known some people that lived in, especially in Hawaii, where you can live very nicely on the fruits of the trees. And I don't know, in Hawaii they have caves, but we know some devotees that have lived in caves. Famous example is there of Srila Haridas Thakur. He was living in Fulia in one cave. And people were coming to visit him, but there was a problem is that there was a very stench smell coming from the cave. There was some great venomous snake that was living in the cave. And when the devotees who were coming to visit Thakur Haridas saw the snake, they became completely afraid. They said, you have to move. You can't live in this cave with this big snake. And he said, well, he doesn't bother me, but if he bothers you, then and you're coming here, I guess I have to move. So as soon as he made that decision, that snake itself crawled out and never came back. Because devotees, they're surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarat, who is Sarat. We have some quality of that independence. Krishna is protecting. This was a, what is the third line? Kim ajito vati no pashanan. Does not the Supreme Lord protect the surrendered souls? So the rivers, they're giving water to the living entities. Trees are supplying food. Torn clothes on the caves of the mountains are there. So as far as the quality of being the fully independent Srila Prabhupada and the nectar of devotion, this is, comes under the quality when lists 64 qualities of Krishna, comes under the quality of full supreme controller. Srila Prabhupada, well, he's quoting Rupa Goswami, says there's two types of controllers, supreme controllers. One is fully independent, and one is whose order is not cannot be neglected. So in the first, where we're concerned with today, the fully independent, that's a type of control. The example is given that the difference between Kali and Lord Brahma, they're both offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kali was practically a demon, we consider like that. He was exemplified, malicious, intense, and he had poisoned the waters of the Jamuna. But when he offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna marked his heads with his lotus feet, and he sent him, of course, he sent him away. But this way, Lord Brahma offered prayers, and Krishna didn't very much give any type of reciprocation like as Kaliya got. So this is the independence of Krishna. There are some other examples are there. In the Upanishads, it's also described that natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, that Krishna has no duty to perform. Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice example there about when some European man came to Calcutta, and he was visiting the different temples. He saw a temple of Lord Shiva, he saw a temple of Kali, and he saw that Lord Shiva was sitting in meditation, and Kali had big weapons in her hands. And then he came to temple of this Radha Krishna, and he saw that Krishna is simply playing on his flute. And he said, so he's an intelligent person, he says that this must be God, because he has no work to perform. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. He has no act. Just like we see other personalities, Ravana and Hiranyakasipu, they became big, practically conquered the whole universe. But how they got that position, they did great austerities and performed big sacrifices, and this way they got some kind of power. But Krishna, from his babyhood, when he was just a baby in the lap of his mother, he killed the great demon Putana, I think 3 months old, like that. So devotees, they're coming also in this line, Ajita, or Achyuta Gotra. Ajita, Achyuta. He's not conquered by anyone. So the devotees, they also have, here as it's described here, that Srila Prabhupada, he gives a couple times classes on this verse because it's from the second canto. So he gives points to this verse also from the second chapter, first canto, that devotional service, ahaitakiya pratiyata, that there's no checking. Devotional service cannot be checked in any circumstances. Material conditions, here we have talking about material conditions of how we have to, material conditions are very troublesome to the living entities. We're always struggling. As Krishna explains that in Bhagavad Gita also, that prakriti stani karshati, manasha stani indriyani, prakriti stani karshati. We're always struggling in this material world, how to maintain ourselves, how to become free from misery. We need the fans and air conditioners in Florida, especially in the summertime. In the wintertime up north, you need the heaters and the cars to go from here to there. And so many things, big factories to make some comfortable, so-called technological inventions like that. So we're struggling very hard, but here is described how devotees don't have to struggle. We don't have to, of course, what is that? Krishna says that you have to be, some type of activity always has to be going on. But that activity, that's just like, what is that? Mama Nusmara Yudhyacha, that Krishna says that, told Arjun, that you can fight, you have to fight, but you also remember me. Devotees are free from this type of struggling of the materialistic persons, because the materialistic persons are struggling for their own sense gratification. And the devotees have no interest in their own sense gratification, the pure devotees, that is, that somewhat advanced devotees. They sometimes, just like, who is it, Gargamuni, he came to the house of Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Maharaj, he said that, he offered prayers to him, nice prayers there, Mahadvichalanam Nirnam, Gahinam Dina Chetasam, Nishreyasaya Bhagavan, Kalpate Nanyata Kuchit. He said that you come here, you're begging some alms, you're asking for some alms, just like Shukadeva Goswami, he used to go to the houses of the householders like that, and he would beg some milk. But that was not for the benefit of himself. Just like here is described how he can maintain himself without going to the kasmad bhajanti kavayo dana durmata. But he's giving, that is a nishreyasaya bhagavan, that he's giving some opportunity to give some service to these people. Another story that Srila Prabhupada gave was that one time when sannyasi was going to this householder's place, and the lady came and answered the door, said, "Oh, it's a beggar. Give him some ashes." And Srila Prabhupada said, he said, "Okay, give me some ashes." He told the lady, "Give me some ashes." And this way, your giving propensity has begun. So this is also the whole process of bhakti yoga, the whole process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, "Patram pushpam phalam toyam yomim." Does Krishna need a fruit or a flower or some water from us? He's nija labha purna. He's complete in himself. Om purnamada purnamidam. It purnamidam. He's completely full in himself, but he takes that from the devotee out of love, because he doesn't have, that's what he's missing, is our love and affection. So that Krishna wants us to come to that stage. He said, gradually you give something to Krishna, you'll become so satisfied, just like here this verse, ahaitakeya pratiyata yayatma supersedati. Supersedati means you become so satisfied. You give something to Krishna, you become so satisfied, you want to do again and again and again. What I can do for you? What can we, because here, the verses from Bhagavad Gita says how we can become very, very dear to me. Bhaktas te tiva me priha. All these qualities are there, given in Bhagavad Gita's 12th chapter, about how we can become free from material jubilation, hatred, lamentation, and desire, renouncing materially auspicious and inauspicious things. All these things, this help us to become very dear to Krishna. So this is the whole business of the human form of life, not to become kripana, but to become brahmana, to become magnanimous, just like Krishna here. He's giving us so mahadvichalanam nirnam grihinam dina chetasam kalpate nanyata kvachet. The devotees have no business going to materialistic persons, just like this last verse here, kasmat, same thing as there, kasmat bhajanti kavayo dana durma danda. Why go to these materialistic persons? We had experience in India. We used to go out to the businessmen to enroll life members like that. They're materialistic persons engaged in earning money. Of course, in India, many are very much devoted in their activities of business and activities, different trade and activities. But that is the business. Nishreya Saya Bhagavan Kalpate Nanyata. The devotees have that business that they're going to remind them that this is their real duty of life, not to earn so much money, but to give that money to Krishna, something. And this way, a devotee becomes practically on the level of Krishna, independent. Narayana parasarvena tukutas jana bibhyati swarga paparga narakeshu apituliyarta darshana. The devotee becomes Narayana para, one who is absorbed in his devotional service. Swarga paparga narakeshu, he sees apituliyarta darshana, the swarga, heavenly planets, apavarga, liberation, freedom from repeated birth and death, or narakeshu, hell. He sees apituliyarta darshana, means he sees them equally. There's no difference for a devotee. He doesn't see this place is good, this place is bad, but he's simply absorbed in his Krishna consciousness. And so we have actually opportunity. Today is also opportunity. We can take shelter of one such great devotee as described like that. Today is the appearance day of Vrakreshwar Pandit, who is one of the great associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is actually described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita as the seventh big branch of the Chaitanya tree, as lots of nice stories. That Vrakreshwar Pandit was the spiritual master of Gopal Guru Goswami, and he was the actually in the Gauragona Desha Deepika, he was described as the incarnation of Aniruddha, one of the Chaturvyuha. We have from Narayan, you have Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. So this Vrakreshwar Pandit, he was the incarnation of this Aniruddha. He means Vishnu Tattva, like that. And he's described, he's glorified that one time he danced in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan for 72 hours straight without stopping. So this is the potency of the devotees. Lord Chaitanya would sometimes sing while he was dancing, and sometimes he would sing while Lord Chaitanya was dancing. And he fell at Lord Chaitanya's feet, and he said, give me 10,000 Gandharvas so they can sing while I dance, continue dancing like that. And Lord Chaitanya replied that, you're just like, if I had two wings like one, you're like a wing, and if I had two like you, then I could fly anywhere. So he was in Navadvip when Lord Chaitanya was there, and later he came to Jagannath Puri and stayed with Lord Chaitanya there. And as I said, he was the spiritual master of Gopal Guru. He actually inherited the place of residence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kashi Mishra's house, and worshiped that Radhakanta deity there. And he delivered this one great Bhagavat reciter named Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit was a Bhagavat reciter from his childhood. He was accepted as a very sober, intelligent person, as a sadhu, but actually had no faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his devotees, his followers, they offended Srivas Thakur. That one time when he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, this was in Navadvip, he would recite Srimad Bhagavatam, and he had some followers that were coming to listen to him. It was non-devotional explanations that he was giving. But he was reciting from Srimad Bhagavatam, so when Srivas Thakur was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, he became, because he's such an exalted devotee, he heard the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, he started crying in ecstasy, ecstatic love, and his this Devananda Pandit's followers, his disciples, what they were, they took Srivas Thakur and threw him out on the street, and he said they were disturbing our meeting. So this way, Devananda Pandit was implicated in Vaishnava Aparad. He was chastised later on by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But by good fortune, somehow or other, Prakrashar Pandit one time came to his house, and he was dancing in kirtan like this, this Devananda Pandit was impressed by this Prakrashar Pandit's devotional attitude. And he would protect Vrikrashara Pandit when he was dancing by holding a stick and keeping people away from him to not disturb him. And if Vrikrashara Pandit fell down in ecstasy, he was catching him and cleaning the dust from his body. And this way, he, by his association, by service to the devotee, because service to the devotee is so important that this is the guaranteed means of success. Siddhir Bhavati Vaneti Samshayo Chutna Sevina, that you may or may not get perfection if you serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. You may or not, Siddhir Bhavati Vaneti. You may or may not get perfection by serving Krishna. Samshayo, there's a doubt, some doubt is there. Nishamshayas, but there's no doubt. Nishamsayas to tad bhakta paricharya ratatmana, that if you serve a devotee, they're guaranteed of success. So we have to continue, we have to take this vow that this life we are meant for serving the devotee, Srila Prabhupada, by pushing on his movement. And this way we can be fully just like Hanuman. Hanuman, Jai Shri Ram, he jumped over to Lanka. You can become almost on the platform of independence. You can do so many wonderful things. You're not bound by this material laws of nature, Prakriti. All right, so any questions or comments? Yes. Hare Krishna.
You mentioned Lord Brahma, you mentioned Lord Brahma.
Yes.
And I was wondering if there's like a difference between fully surrendered person and then a pure devotee, or if it's the same thing.
Fully surrendered person and a pure devotee. There's sometimes some you can make some kind of subtle distinctions between these different personalities, but basically there's nothing really for all intents and purposes we can say they're the same, surrendered devotee or a pure devotee. I mean, the point is that Krishna is fully independent to give his mercy. This is an important thing I would kind of elaborated on, that Krishna is completely independent to give his mercy to whom he wants. There's one purport in the, I think it's seventh chapter of first canto, that Srila Prabhupada points out that the developing love of God is not dependent on the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it depends on this mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We chant and hear, we perform our devotional activities, but without Krishna's mercy, prasada lesha anugrihita evahi, that janati tattvam, we just need a little drop of Krishna's mercy. If you get just if Krishna accepts that patram pushpa, the Sudama Brahman, he gave a little chipped rice. Actually, Krishna grabbed it from him. So sometimes Krishna's mercy is like that. There's no cause. Just like ahaitakiya pratiyata, that Krishna's mercy is causeless. He had some examples. I don't know. I just can think of some examples. Are there that? The example of that Kali and Lord Brahma. Yeah. That Krishna gave his mercy to Kaliya snake, and not so much to Lord Brahma. Of course, Lord Brahma's special condition, and he gets at different times opportunities to get some mercy. Lord Brahma got a handshake one time from Krishna. That was described in the second canto. And Prahlad Maharaj, he got the mercy. He went, when he was giving his prayers, he that said that Brahmadeo Suragana Muniota Siddha, that they're great personalities, they've offered you prayers, you're not pacified by their prayers. But then he gives the example, Gajayutapaya, Bhaktiya Tutosha Bhagavan, Gajayutapaya, that you're satisfied by devotion. Bhaktiya tutosha, you're satisfied by devotion. And then he gives the example of Gajayutapaya, the king of the elephants, Gajendra. Gajendra didn't even know who he was praying to. He was just offering prayers that there's some supreme there, help me, I'm suffering so much. So somehow or other, he got that mercy was there. Krishna's mercy comes. One sannyasi was just here some time ago, they gave example of that. The fruit trees, they don't give fruit throughout the year, most of them at least. They give it during the season. So sometimes we have to, that's why Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha Nishchaya Darjat, we have to become patient and hope that Krishna's mercy is coming sometime. I was thinking about one other verse. I think Sanatan Goswami said that he has no taste for devotional processes. I have no good qualifications. I'm not a learned scholar. I'm not this, I'm not that. But somehow or other, I'm just hoping against hope that I will get the mercy of this Gopijana Vallabha, Krishna. And that hope is maintaining my life like that. That is Asha Bandha, hope against hope. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.